right. You know what day it is and you know what time it is, but do you know what show it is? Why, it is Mission Possible Radio, and you are listening to The Boss. That's right. In my virtual reality, I run everything. You know, a lot of people want to know, and some people just go on and on and on. Yes. I am listening to the man who used to pop my lock, and that was Curtis Mayfield. I'm telling you, I'm going to give you just a little bit of it, because I just want you to hear how it's going to be in Sedona when we be coming together, because it's so live, and it's all about the music. Yeah, when I was a young girl, this is the music I used to listen to, and oh my goodness, I used to just rock and roll, and I used to feel my soul. Oh, Curtis, I'm going to miss you. You know, it's really kind of funny because all of my heroes seem to have taken a powder. Somehow or another, they seem to get wiped out. But you know what? You can mock us. You can lock us away. But somehow or another, we stay alive through the miracle of that which we call the LP. That's what we call the digital archives. You see, this is BBS Radio, you know what I'm saying? And that means is that the conversation is going down live. And then it is in time, no jive, yeah. You know, a lot of people say, what do you expect to be doing here saying all of this? And I say, well, you know, if nobody's home, that's okay, because we can play it back. That's right. I do this because it is necessary, you see, because I have to get my word in edgewise. Why? We're on the edge of Trip City, USA. There's nowhere else to go, folks. I am on the edge. Here in the Big Island, there's nowhere else I can go except to jump off into the ocean. And my father said, oh, my goodness, when in deep water, become a diver. Just go ahead and take another breath, and perhaps you'll see a better day. Oh, yeah. Well, everybody, just take a deep breath and just keep with the flow. You know what I'm saying? The reality is that the boss been telling you, I don't know where you're putting your money, but I put my money. A lot of people say, well, how are you going to do it? Well, I say, you know, the Canadians are doing pretty good, and New Zealand's doing pretty good, that Kiwi doing pretty good, and it look like the Yang doing pretty good, and look like everybody going to be doing pretty good. The only person that ain't doing good is the dollar. Make you want to holla. Every time you go to the store, you got to pay just a little bit more. What's going on? No subprimes do. Oh, I'm telling you, baby, you better get with the truth. You better get light. You better see right. You better do what you need to do, or else this is it, folks. Oh, yes, the boss is just a little bit frisky tonight. You know why? Because I feel like David getting ready to lay old Goliath, who's gonna lay down and die. But before he do, he gonna whimper. Oh yeah. Oh, you wanna flex, y'all? You wanna flex and jump into the pan? You want to run off to Iran? You wanna set the world on fire? You want your desire? You want to eliminate a conversation between the people and one nation? You got to understand, you got to have a plan, and then you'll see what I'm saying. You'll say it, woman and man, you'll do what you need. You'll do what is right, and then we'll get it ready. Oh, and we won't have to fight. Yes, the love will surround all the people, you'll see, and then we'll have ourselves just a little bit of world peace. I'm going to Sedona, don't you know, a 19.5, and I'll be glowing. You better come if you haven't made plans. You know you want to take yourself on spiritual plan. Yes, just go ahead. I played it all for you. Yes, I'm walking with Curtis, and you can too. Oh, yeah. This one goes out to my alma mater. I only went to one school. That was White Marl High School, and that was school. So shout it out to Dwight Morrow High. Oh, yes. I'm feeling good tonight. Oh, thank you, Curtis. And thank you, BBS Radio. And thank you, Mission Impossible. And thank you, Sativa Jones. Just turned. I had a birthday. She's my major sponsor. You know what I mean? It's real important for you to understand. Gotta have a sponsor. Gotta have a best friend. I don't know where this is going tonight, but I certainly want to tell you something. We can turn this down. I just love it. I love playing these back because I'll be like, what did you say? Did that rhyme? Oh, my goodness. Did you write that? No, I was in the flow, folks. Ain't got no paper, no pencil, no nothing, and no dead air. That's what you learn in radio school. No dead air. Oh, because you know what will happen if there's dead air. People won't be there. That'd be terrible. Well, yes, you are listening to Mission Possible Radio. What's the news? Oh, the news is this. Gold is $734.50. Silver, $13.57. And the dollar, like I said, is toast. It needs a resuscitation. Now, it's going to need a miracle. It's going to need a war. That's what it's going to need. Now, you know, a lot of people be arguing. A lot of people be saying, well, what's this country supposed to be about? And I said, well, if you listen to the Republicans, it's supposed to be about war. And if you listen to the Democrats, it's supposed to be about war. I haven't heard nobody talking about peace. Ain't heard it in a long time. Now, I sing it. I'll say it. I have not heard it. Now, when I start to hear about this peace in the politician's mouth, then I know we're going to have a war because, see, they want to teach us a lesson. Why do I say this every week? They are trying to kill us. I keep trying to remind you of this as much as the Spirit. I want you to know, even when Lot was told, he was told by the angels, he was visited by the brothers, and the brothers said, hey, Lot, you know, we getting pretty pissed at this over here, and I think we're going to have to take them out. Oh, you? What are you talking about? Oh, you know that Sodom and Gomorrah. Oh, yeah, I keep going down there. I keep trying to tell them, better straighten up their act. Better straighten up their act. You know, and they say, well, you get on out of here. Yeah, what you talking about? Yeah, I know Lot. I know Noah. And each time a prophet is sent, each time no one bothers to repent. And so there's the big wipeout. Now, that's not a threat. That's just a cause and effect. That's the law of nature. You can't make a positive effect and suffer a negative cause, nor can you make a negative effect and suffer a positive cause. It's just the way it is. And although it may look as though evil has gotten the better hand of everybody, that's just because it's going to be all so much more. Let me tell you how bad it's going to be when it comes. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. We're all going to get to the giggle. Why is that? Why? Because if we were to do anything else, we'd be breaking God's law. God didn't say that we couldn't giggle. Now, he didn't say we could laugh at him because, see, we're supposed to have compassion. And that's where the whole thing here. Oh, when you finally find out exactly what they've done, when you all wake up, you better be prepared. They're going to want to give you something to put you back to sleep. And some of you are going to take it. Now, I'm going to tell you something about this Judas goat. You have to all understand this Judas goat thing, okay? This Judas goat, and why they call it the Judas goat, you know, is because it turns you in. You learn to trust it. You learn, you give it a job, and it does that job all its life. Then there come a time when you got to get rid of the sheep. You know, either the sheep got to be shorn or the sheep got to be killed. Well, something got to be done with them sheep. And so the Judas goat come along, and every time the bell ring, the sheep, they be through operant conditioning. They see the sheep, the goat, and they just follow that goat wherever that goat go. You see what I'm saying? Because they trained to follow that goat. That's where we are right now in society, folks. We're following the Judas goat. Everybody's standing up and saying, oh, I believe in the goat. The goat's a good thing. Every time I see the goat, I get to eat. Oh, yeah, I'm close to the goat. I can see the goat's butt. Yeah, I see it. I follow the goat. Yep, that's the goat. But one time the goat going to get, he got another job to do. And that is when it's time. It's to lead y'all off. And then to take a different path. And you know what happens? The sheep in the front, they see the goat, and they let them go. And what they do is they turn them back around again, so they can't see the goat no more. So they have to make their own decision. Well, a lot of us, at least Boss RJ, is a lot like the sheep that was out in the front and got turned around in the back and remembers that there was a goat, and that he went off a different way. And when I get up to that place where they're telling me to go one way and I know that the goat went the other way, and I hear all that screaming and I know it, I'm going to stop everything. I'm going to jam it all up, and they're going to have to explain to me why I got to go off there. You see, that's the way it is. I'm making an analogy. You know, I ain't Christ. Ain't God, ain't anything but the Boss RJ. And I'm making an analogy of our time. This is what we're coming down to, folks. The time of absolute certainty never comes. You're going to have to make a decision. Praise the Lord. I know that if you're praying, if you're on the even way, those decisions will come easy to you. And you'll be sitting in the driver's seat. You'll see. The driver's seat. That's where you want to be. Right there with God as your co-pilot. Yes, yes, yes. Making good reasons in the season. Happy fall. Hope it's free. Yeah, why not throw up your hands and just free fall, folks. Just for a moment. News is on the way, and it is not good, you see. This is the plan. They don't have to drop bombs. They don't have to have wars on our shores. Everybody's tight. There is no enemy, just us. And we're cranky. You know what I'm saying? United States of America is one of the crankiest nations on earth. That's the way I would describe it. And the reason I say that, because at the top, you have to reason this, folks. It's as simple as this. It's as simple as 1, 2, 3, as A, B, and C. It is simple. It is the cola that they drink, the diet soda, and NutraSweet. Now, discursive CIA soda, Coca-Cola, PepsiCo, soft drink manufacturers. These are the people who plan your demise. These are the people who are ruining your lives. Dick Gregory said a long time ago, can't you taste the blood in your Coca-Cola? Can't you see the drugs that have been smuggled in the countries that have been ruined and the wars that have been started? Seriously, over their addictions to their soda. Oh, America. Oh, America, of thee I sing. I sing like a canary. I sing like a mockingbird. I sing, and I'll sing some more. And y'all can tell me different. You can certainly lie and tell the world something different. But my truth is getting out. And I have friends in Palestine, and I have friends in England, and I have friends in South America, and we're all poised and ready, just like the generals are poised and ready, to do something about this situation, you see. We have been had by the most evilest cabal ever to come down the pike. Oh, I mean, used to be murder was enough, you know what I'm saying? A little torture, this and that. But now they want our children, you see. You have to understand this. Now, when we start crying about all the children that are leaving us and we start looking at the cause of childhood leukemia and we start chasing them back and we see where it's going, what do we do? What would you do? What are y'all going to do, America? You know, when you find out that it was your very government that poisoned you, what you going to do, America, when you see that all this preparedness only means is that they are prepared to attack us. They are prepared to take us out. Why? Because we know the truth. And there's no reason for them to cover it up anymore. They just want to cover up us. That's not paranoia. That's just the way evil people behave. They never tell the truth. They tit for tat, they talk all that, and then what? They don't make any sense, you see. They don't make any sense whatsoever. And I'm serious, folks, about your shoulders. These things are going to kill you. This is where they're going to get you. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, you go to the football games and all those basketball games and all those places. You got to think about that soda. You got to think about that syrup. And you got to think about that water that they're using there with the CO2. I used to swing hot dogs and stuff at the Los Angeles one. You want to take out a lot of people, all you have to do is make them sick through the introduction of whatever it is that can be passed through a CO2 chamber. That's aerosol, you see. So you got something going on here where our CIA has been fascinated by these things because our CIA was the Nazis, you see. And let me tell you something, when I start ranting and raving about this, I know you all want to let sleeping bones lie, but as long as you never found no bones, how do you know that they're still lying? They could be wagging. They could be telling. They could be making their last move, you see, putting it all in place because they had a plan. This is the way these people talk, folks. I don't make it up. Let me see if I can convince you a little bit, you know. Let me see if I can find something here. I have it all. And, you know, you have to have your organization, you know. And so when you do, you get your little self going. You start saying, wow, when you put it all together, you can actually see how an individual could pull the plug real quick and make it look like it was somebody else's fault. And this is what they want to do because this is how they work. I try to make sense of it all, you know, and I try to go back a long way. I've studied the Jerk Church Commission, you know, and that was a heck of a time when you go back to like 1978. You go back to 1978 and you could see all the dirty tricks and all the things that were covered up. And I'm like, what kind of country is this? What kind of Congress is this that covers it up? It's like our whole government looks like a kitty litter box. You just keep covering it up and covering up, and nobody's bringing in any fresh sand. They just keep covering up. And, you know, soon enough, that cat going to keep digging up that crap. And that's what it's all about, folks. They always have these wars and all these things. Well, you know, when Saddam Hussein, they did these guys in their preemptive moves for their reasons why. They can't fool me. You might be able to fool a lot of other people, and they're not even really interested in fooling us anymore. These guys have gotten so brazen that they like the fact that we know what they're doing. That's what really is going on here. Oh, really understand this, folks. They really do. And if they get caught, they have their little ways of getting out of it, you see. You can't be president today unless you have successfully escaped prosecution. Unless you have wallowed in evil, have seen it up close and personal, and you're able to keep your mouth shut, this is how you get to be president of the United States. You're groomed in an early age to work and to believe in everything American. And Americanism is what we're suffering from. Americanism produced methyl brains. Americanism projects NutraSweet brain, Donald Rumsfeld fits, Rummy fits, all anger, all of this nonsense, all of this gibberish, all of these horribles, all of this stuff, and they try to pass it off like it's in the name of national security. Well, this is the 60th anniversary of the inception of the CIA. 60 years of the shadow government, 60 years, and we can't shake these bushes off our backs. Oh, I don't want to hear anybody telling me about how strong America is. We can't even get rid of one family. Like, just like when Rome couldn't get rid of the Borgias. You know, yeah, it's terrible. And these people, they got the backing of the German Pope. Before that, we had a Polish Pope who worked in Auschwitz and for IG Farben. Oh, folks, you don't care? What, did you get your chips already? Where is America? Is the mission possible? Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. It's time for me to do what I need to do. And that's to tell you that you're listening to BBSRadio.com. And yes, this is Mission Possible Radio Show. And I am your host, Boss RJ. You know, for a moment, I just want to digress for a moment and tell you how proud I am of Dr. Leonard Horowitz, who hosts the Inside Hour with yours truly on Tuesday, 9 o'clock Pacific Time, 12 midnight on the East Coast, and 6 o'clock on the Big Island of Hawaii. Yes, September 18th, he debuted his newest informational DVD, and you can see it on YouTube. 16 parts, brilliantly done, answering the government's call, areyouready.gov, the history of bioterrorism. Oh, Len has done a good job. You see, my government, I must say, is guilty of omission. It's not so much what they say, although they are saying quite a bit. It's more what they're leaving out and what they're doing. It's kind of like what John Mitchell said when he became the Attorney General. Forget what we say, watch what we do. Well, that's kind of the way it is today. These men learn from men like John Mitchell and Richard Nixon and Henry Kissinger and all the rest of these Nazi invaders that have come over here. You all better do your homework, and I hope the generals are listening. And there's something has to be done, and it better be done soon. It's not like I want anything. I'm not preaching sedition. I'm just saying, hey, it don't add up. There's a lot of people that have done some things, and they say they all will take responsibility. I mean, that's what Bush always says. I mean, Bush Jr., he likes to say that like Nixon. He likes to say that, I take full responsibility. And as soon as, you know what, hits the fan, he'll be cowering down, because these are cowards, folks. They're like Jackson Brown, you know. I want to know who the men in the shadows are. I want to hear somebody asking them why. They can be counting on to tell us who our enemies are, but they're never the ones to, what? Fight and die. Oh, my goodness. Do you all remember? Can we really remember? There is a shadow government. You may all be comfortable, but with gold going up, and the dollar going down, you may wake up one morning and know you cannot afford that cafe latte. You can't afford to put Supreme in your gas tank. And you can't afford that movie for the kids because the bubble done popped. And now it's time. And now the dance begins, America. These men are dancing on your souls. They're dancing on your bank accounts. You better all remember where your money is and what's in those banks don't belong to you. And when they shut the doors and they turn down the ATMs and they sit there and scratch their heads and they call it terrorism, it still means you can't get your money out of that bank. That means you can't buy no groceries. You can't move and groove in the world. This is how they're going to do it, folks. Then they're going to join us to a whole different treaty, and we are going to be operating under modus operandi that is not necessarily what you should be knowing, so you better start studying what they've sold us down the tubes to and for what. And America owes a lot. And that falls on my shoulders and yours out there. This is what I'm trying to really say to you. It isn't about wrong. It isn't about right. It isn't about black. It isn't about white. It's about the value in your life. What is it that you value? This is what Boss RJ is asking you to look at. This is what I'm calling you on the carpet to have you examine, folks. It's all character. It's all character. You turn on the TV set, you go to the movie. Well, when you're listening to the radio, you're listening to a character. You're listening to somebody that wants to reach you, wants to teach you. Pay attention. Do your homework. Stop all the nonsense. No sense, nonsense. sense.
Yes,
this is what it's about. This is not the America you know. The poisons are great. The filters in your body are weak. This is why you have to seek medical attention just from having dinner at some fast food restaurant. Who's culpable? Who's responsible? You are. Every choice that you make. When you look at the card of the child in the Crowley deck, you can see that the child clearly has the finger over the mouth, over the middle index finger, over the mouth, the will, over the mouth, sense in the mouth. You have to think about this, folks. Think about what goes in that mouth. Think about what comes out of that mouth. Choose your words carefully. I know when I play back my radio shows, I know I choose the words that come and race. I don't really have to because, see, God speaks to me and I speak to you. I'm looking out at a cloud in a pink sky. You know, it reminds me of in the Bible where God is like, oh, y'all know it, pink at night a sailor's delight. Oh, yeah, you know pink in the morning is a sailor's warning. But can you see the signs of today? Can you make sense of all that is coming? Can you do the same? No. Oh, but you know about the weather. You see, this is what I'm talking about. This man made so much sense. And he told his disciples, hey, look, don't tell nobody about what I've been telling you until I'm gone. Then you can make sense of it. But, you know, some people, like I said to Judas Goat, he said, I can take care of him. I can get him. I can get him. I can lead him to you. This is the way it is, folks. There's somebody out there getting ready to turn America over. And what you gonna do? We got all kinds of laws now that you don't know nothing about. That's why my friend Chrissy Ball was saying, yeah, it's time for us to teach our children law, at least what's left of it. But when your government breaks the law, there are no laws, you see. And when you're playing with men who believe that there are no rules, that's the rule. There are no rules. And what are we doing? Well, we had better protect our blood. This is for sure. And now, with all that is happening, there are victories in the world. And I believe that if one is to do their homework carefully, that they can get an exemption now more than ever. For the beast does not want to argue with us, you see. They'll try to turn herd on us. But that's better than them telling us we got to get these vaccines, you see. What they'll do is they'll try to identify us as sacrificing the herd because we don't want to get poisoned by all these vaccines. But I'll tell you some folks, they're so contaminated. 80% purity is 20% contamination. And because we're dealing with sophisticated RNA types of bacteria and viruses, this is, we're talking nuclear genetic material. You can't really even see what it is that's attacking you, you see. It's just messages, and these messages lay in wait. Now, you've heard me talk about SB 40 and Eva Lee Sneed, if you listen to her AIDS and vaccine whole presentation, and if you need to, I'll hopefully play some of this sometime for you. Well, she says that there's this virus that is in all meat. All beef, all meat, all meat, SB40. Just type it in, SB40. Now, you remember I had my health officer from Maui, Dr. Pang, was on, and in one of, I have to get the right archive, but I'll tell you next week or I'll put it in the bibliography. I'll just put it in big letters for you so you can see it. But you want to go back to April 10th and you want to listen to the Inside Hour, April 10th. Because there I have Dr. Pang on, and he's talking about a thing called promoters. Wow. I finally figured out one of the promoters, and it's kind of interesting because it's one of the things that they're now wanting to eliminate from us and have been, but way back when we all played with it in chemistry labs and everything else. We're talking about formaldehyde, you know. And formaldehyde is something that is, can be introduced into the system in foods. It can be produced in the body even, or chemical, and somebody that may be a chemist can really explain to me how formaldehyde. It's a very toxic thing. But one of the promoters for SV40, which is the virus, which is in all meats, is formaldehyde. So, you know, you can see where episode after episode, a person could be doing something and not know that they have the virus and be introduced to the promoter, whether it be for whatever reason, I don't know, but it's for a loss of words. It's so hard sometimes to even entertain what they have put on our plate. But that must mean that the peace is going to be so much greater, folks. But we will come through this, and they will not get away with it. We may have to spend centuries putting it right, centuries trying to attain the homeostasis that millions and millions and zillions of years it took for us to evolve to. And with a sleight hand of a trick of a Rumsfeld or a Cheney or a burning bush with a desire to take out a nation so that they can continue to live the lifestyle that they want to lead and to continue to do what it is they believe to be is right and to wipe out a nation because they need their sweet crude. Oh, doesn't it make you kind of sad, America, that we should be such bullies like that? It's so incredible. I know that it's hard for us to address these things, you see. A lot of people say, well, you know, we have to have forgiveness. And I'm like, well, before you can have forgiveness, what? You've got to have repentance. Before you can have repentance, you've got to have a judgment. And before you can have a judgment, you've got to have an indictment. Who's willing to indict these people? Are any of you ready to indict them? Oh, they say, let he who is without sin point the finger, cast the first stone. Some of you out there, you know, you are not guilty of this mess. You have not lost your Godhead. You have not killed. You have not maimed or blamed. You've just been trying to keep ahead, trying to raise your family, trying to take care of your parents, trying to work those Ten Commandments. You know, Christ came along and said, I'll make it a lot simple for you. You can do all of that. But if you just love one another, if you just love one another, you just might see a better day. Isn't that amazing? You just might see a better day. You know, Scientology teaches us a lot. You know, he was there when they split the atom. He was there when Einstein overthrew or at least put Euclid in his place, letting us know that our universe does not follow the same universe in gravity as it does in space, and that light behaves differently in universal space. And I'm like, yeah, and that's the way it is in this vacuum-packed mind of mine. I liken it like a little universe, and that's what I'm trying to get everybody to, is to try and see how your mind is a lot like that universe. And that universe is a lot like your mind, and like them stars up there in the sky. Or like these big black clouds that are creeping over Madame Pele, where she's pumping like crazy. Sure, we're going to have earth changes. You can read all your history, and you can look into the deep, 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 deep wisdom mind and know that we're in for a big, big, big change. And that's why it's so important that we let go of the nonsense. You know, even if we was to be able to survive the kind of cataclysms that may come just from nature. Think about what's going to happen to all that which, for a moment, entertain the thought
And I know people say it's crazy, but just imagine that the poles start to shift and everything starts to wobble. Wouldn't you have liked to have had a nice, simple world where you didn't have to keep things hot that needed to be cold, and you had to keep, or vice versa, where you wasn't dependent upon gases and propanes and all kinds of other things, and we didn't have big refineries and manufacturing spaces and factories and all of this? Because when it shifts, all this stuff's going to end up in the water. Some of this stuff ain't supposed to be in the water. Anybody knows this. And they say, well, why would you want to think about this? Because if you think about the kind of changes that we're going to go through just through what Mother Nature gives us, a big cosmic change, we might have been able to survive. But now, it's like we've put so many additions and so much nonsense into our world that we may not be able to survive this, because everywhere we look, there's going to be this junk from some other person's madness that's going to be coming and creeping into whatever spaces we're in. And we're going to have people who won't know the difference between the kinds of water you're supposed to drink and the kinds of water you're not supposed to drink, and the kinds of food or trees or whatever you're supposed to eat and things you're not supposed to eat. I mean, where's the wisdom mind going to come from if we haven't practiced all of these things? This is what's been taken away from us. We've become so dependent upon someone else, you know. And I know in my song I say, don't depend on others to help. And if you have a dream, you have it for yourself. And if you persevere, you will make it. And now it's all about survival. Because if you don't survive, then you die. And if you're dead, that's not life. And the greatest gift that the Creator gives us is the breath of life. And so, therefore, we must now, and the mission is possible, for we the unwilling, who have been led by the unqualified, have been doing the unbelievable for so long with so little, we now attempt to do the impossible with nothing. That's what this is all about, folks. It's a thought, and then it takes action, you know. We have to test this system. If it truly isn't democracy, if it truly is the great democracy that our president talks about, then it needs to be tested. And I know how we're going to do that. And the way to do that is for you all to get involved, what? In the caucus process, in the community level of the political campaign, send the delegates to the convention. This is where you can have your word in. It's the most exciting part of our democracy. Yes, the convention. Oh, and if you read history, there have been some exciting ones. And there have been dirty tricks. That's why when you get to like 1969 and 68 convention, I mean, look at there. I mean, Bobby Kennedy got a bullet in the back of his head, and nobody says anything. I mean, Sirhan is there, these lone assassins. Lee Harvey Oswald. How many people in the world really believe that Lee Harvey Oswald shot Kennedy? How many people believe that James L. Ray shot Martin Luther King? Or Sirhan, he shot Bobby Kennedy? Okay. It's important that we believe that these lone assassins come. That's just because now you got the lone assassin and the only one that's been charged for the 911. This is the M.O. And then they sit and they snicker and they giggle and they pass their sins on to their children. And what do? We just stand on that carpet waiting for them to pull the rug out from underneath us. Well, y'all know. So now y'all need to think about it. And I'm just here to tell you, and you could tune me out, or you could tune in. Well, I do have some solutions for you all. You know what that is? For you to stand still, to get light, to spend those useless dollars on your survival. Take them out of the bank, put them someplace else, into the hands of your children so they can buy that whatever, so they can go wherever. Buy it now. Do it now. You won't be able to do it later. That dollar will be dead. And you'll wonder, what about all them quarters and things? Forget it. It's going to take so much. Go back and study Germany They got to do this to us. They got to punish us. And then they're going to tell us it's terrorism. Oh, it's something. It's something. It's that shadow government. It's that which was created that celebrates its 60th anniversary. And it does it with Bush's blessings, you say. So, wake up, America. This is it. This is your last chance. You know what to cut. Do you know what? And that's the way it is. And the boss has to keep saying it. I say it in all my songs, the Red Tape Brigade. I work for a man who works for a man, who works for a woman who works like a man. And all I do, I wouldn't trade to be working for the Red Tape Brigade. You're punching at 9, you work straight till 5. It's elbows and assholes and no time for jive. You know, these are the things. Keith Mitchell wrote this, I sing it. This is the way it is. You say, whoa. It's not doom and gloom. It's just knowing what day it is, folks, you know. And pull yourselves up. Be more aware. That's what we're asking you to be. Don't be so naive. When people start telling you things that are too hard to believe, you better believe them because they're coming from you know where, and they're coming in a time so that you can be aware. That's what it's all about, you know. And once you understand that, you can prepare to do what's necessary, you know. You know, the word New World Order, there's a negative connotation, but, you know, it's a word that truly could be for us in that spirit of peace, that we say no to anarchy, that we begin to look at each other as brothers and sisters, and we begin to tell each other, yes, I can see your point of view, I can see it. Because the scales of prejudice and discrimination have fallen from my eyes. And my heart goes out to the people in Jenna, Louisiana. I'm so sorry that that Sharpton went marching off in the city and took something that I know to be a personal thing. You see, cities and small towns and everything have their own problems. And not necessarily is everything an indication of the way the nation is feeling. This is the way it is. I can only tell you that so many times have my people gone to bat for Barabbas. How many times the Christ and the real deal has come by and they have ignored them. So I don't give no stock into the Sharpton National Action Movement. And you're just wasting your time, folks, following that idiot. And I'll say it again. He may have been preaching since he was 4. But God ain't told him nothing lately because it don't shine. And the more I look at that man, the more I know he's CIA. Has to be. He's part of that there King Alfred plan. He's one of those that say, yeah, I'll do the work. This man goes all the way back to Adam Clayton Powell. You know what I'm saying? And that was the man who ruled New York City. My mama knew him. That, you know, slick people, always action, you know, getting theirs while the other people are riding the bus. I don't understand it. And I don't understand any Reverend Jackson or otherwise as to how they work. God don't work that way. God's a lot more humble than that. God don't need first-class tickets. God don't need hotels at the Four Seasons. God knows you, Sharpton. Yeah. I know you too. He's born after me, same city. But you ain't learned nothing. And dignity is important. And you're not going to start. This isn't about black or white. It ain't about justice. This is about you just knowing what to put in your mouth and how to take care of your own body and your own mind and to tell people to go home and take care of their own selves. All those people jumping on buses, sitting in hotels, getting poisoned. You know, you can walk into a trap. I ain't following him. Go home, everybody. Take care of your own neighborhoods. You want to stroll? Stroll in your own neighborhood. You know, go find injustice someplace else. It's so funny. You get all crazy about some guy that can't even spell his name right, Michael something, Bell, I think his name is. And then you got somebody like Hugo Pinnell. Go type his name into the search engine. Been in jail since 1965 on a trumped-up charge. Ain't nobody has come up for parole. They say he's going to rot in jail. Why? Because he was a Black Panther? Why? Because he was articulate? Why? Because he witnessed and knows that George Jackson was set up? Why? Huh. You can't let these people out. So you mock and you lock them away, and they're happy to do their time. Yeah, we're the experiments. They tried to beat the crap out of every one of us. And we rise. We rise. Just like a Ben Harper. You can write me down in history with your bitter, twisted lies. You can trod me down in the very dirt. And still like the dust, I'll rise. Does my happiness upset you? Why are you filled with such gloom? As I live like I got an oil well pumping in my living room. Huh. So you can shoot me with your words. You can cut me with your eyes. And I'll rise. That's what it's all about, folks. Ascending. Don't take any of it too seriously, but do take it. Take it. Take it to heart. It's important. You know, Curtis Mayfield, he was an incredible, prolific songwriter, and he got a light dropped on him, and he was paralyzed from the waist down, died in 1999, and he wrote a song, and I would consider him not to have been mainstream, and so therefore it's all fair, and I guess it's my dime, and I know that I can do it, and I know that Curtis would love for y'all to hear it, and I would just like to play it for you, because, you know, sometimes I'm music just moves your soul, and you just know that it's the right one for you to hear, because I want to introduce you to my heroes. I play it. Mae Brussels is my hero. Go to MaeBrussels.com. Check out what the woman was saying. You know, go buy her her collection. It's 5 DVDs. Go tune in to Dr. Len. Go to YouTube. In Lies We Trust. That's the newest DVD from Dr. Leonard Horowitz, and you can download it. You can play it for your friends. You can pick it apart. You can Google everything that he says and know he's going to come up right. It's going to come up truth, and you're going to know what to do. You're going to refuse to stand on those lines, and the next time someone comes and tells you, here's a free flu shot, no, it is not free. It's never free, and it can never be safe. And everybody understand this and understand it now. Affirmative action has made it so great that a black man is number two in the Merck, German, Ivan, Farben, go all the way back to Nazis and beyond, you know, and he's in charge of world marketing. Oh, it's all so heinous, folks, and I feel like I'm in a bad movie. I'm in a movie where I'm looking for the Magnificent Seven, the OK Corral, everybody. It's high noon. It's 11:59. Oh, where are you, America? Where's the media? How can you see it? How can you do it? I don't know. But you do it night after night. You give us the pablum. Don't you have any ethics out there, all you anchor people and reporters? Don't you see the suffering? Don't you see the injustice? Don't you see the inequity? Don't you see the love when you're looking around? Don't you see us surviving in these here cities and towns? Don't you know it's all here and it's there for you to see? Don't lock us out and make us miserable. Tell us the truth. We don't have much time, and it's time for us to understand. If you dance to the music, you know you got to pay the piper, you know? And that's what it's all about. Now, I have to pay it, too. I have to go right along with you. But somehow or another, I have to divest myself of a whole lot so that when it all comes down, I can look up to God and I can say, did I do good? And God would say, yeah, you did good. Come on in. That's it, since you ain't got nothing. And that's what I'm saying. We're going to do the impossible with nothing. That's all I work for. It's God's good pleasure. That's all I hope to achieve. You know, I'm human. Oh, I got a temper. Oh, I can be passionate. Oh, but I know this. My father taught me the importance of telling the truth. And if a lie come back to bite you on the butt, it's because you set that lie spinning and you put it there. That's what we're dealing with here, America. You know, it costs a lot. But you got to wake up. And once you wake up, be still. Don't start moving around a lot because, you know, you might fall off the edge. And I don't want you to fall off the edge, America. Because you still got good work to do. That's what the hope's all about, you know. It's all there. And what I'm going to do now is I love you all, is I'm going to play it for you all. And you're going to understand where I'm coming from. It's a new world order. It's a brand new day. You're listening to Mission Possible. I'm the boss. And you can listen to the Inside Hour on Tuesdays. I'll be filling in.
No longer a child is born. Mother shed tears of joy as baby kept his love. But dad is not there where he ought to be. So we're in Georgia, skinning and shooting cats on his knees. Another victim born. Out here in the hood, and based on statistics, it really ain't all good. Welfare takes the path, and daddy can't find, and it can't be seen. The family becomes a crime. The hunt is on, and brother, you're the prey. Serving time in jail, it just ain't the way. I'm living for hard things that my hands play. We got to make a change. It's a brand new day.
A new world order. A brand new day.
It's a new
day. A day to find what you were made.
It's a new
world order. A brand new day.
A day
to find what you were made.
Operation is fun, and it's on the way. We just lost a million plus the other day. Look, look, we all witnessed the sweat rolling down Miss Liberty's hand. She knows the sleeping giant no longer sleeping dead. Oh, what a fulfillment of prophecy. Let us teach the children freedom's never been free. It's okay to cry. Go ahead and cry. Jesus wept, the hope and faith is kept. It's a new day.
World order, a brand new day.
It's a new day.
Change of time for the human way.
It's a new day.
World order, a brand new day.
It's
a change
day.
Of time for the human way.
The die has been cast, and there's no need to fear. Cause people, the answer to your prayers are here. Sister Mary, don't you weep. Tell Martha not to moan. We need the love, and that is coming home. There's no need to worry. The time to take a plan. Mother Earth has given birth to a brand new man. Sister, I know you're misunderstood. But hold on to your man. Of the future looks good. It's a new day.
A new world order. A brand new day.
It's a
change of time for the human race.
Yeah, a new world order and a brand new day. Yeah, that's what I like to think is happening. And we're all going to get it together, folks, so that we can understand where he's coming from. And we can stand up and we can be free. That's what it's all about, folks. You see, that's what makes America great, is that we can break these chains. We can break this pattern of ignorance and apathy, and that we can pray again in unity, and that we know there is no one in the world that works or is in this world today that is above God, and therefore God is in charge. And when we all understand this, then we will see a better day. And we will not be so hurried to send our children off to foreign lands to die for ideologies that are a lie, you see. It's a new day. Yes, and I'm the boss, and this is bbsradio.com, and this is Mission Possible Radio. Yeah, I'm just kicking it tonight. I'm just like Don says, just ranting and raving. Why?
because I can, you see. You say, where is it going? Well, my music is going somewhere. Where is it going? Well, my play is going somewhere. And where is it going? Well, I'm going to Sedona, October 12th through the 14th. And you can come on a whim and meet me and let's dance under the stars, you see. After I sell a lot of books and a lot of tapes. And like I said, listen to Insight. We're going to be kicking it with Dr. Lin and talking about his new DVD, In Lies We Trust, and hoping that he will put out part 2, 3, and 4 until you all understand and we've evened the score and that we've laid waste to this idea that people should and could kill a whole race of people just to do business. That's what it's all about, folks. Once you understand that, you'll know where I'm coming from. And that's why I have to say what I say on Mission Possible, and I'll continue to say until I come up missing, you see, because I'm not going to stop. So I don't contemplate suicide anytime near, so I have to say that, too, because a lot of my heroes, Danny Casolaro and a lot of other people, they all say, you know, Stan Myers, all these people who already commit suicide. No, uh-uh. Tortured maybe and then sliced to death or whatever, but no, these people don't commit suicide. They had everything to live for. Their research had them tracking the beast, the octopus, whatever, and they named them. As soon as you get close to this beast, before this beast lasts out, this beast will start wars. This will start diversions. Have OJ busting into Las Vegas hotels, anything to keep you from the truth. But you just keep on it, folks. You just keep praying, and you keep looking out for yourselves and looking out for your neighbors and love one another. That's the most important thing. Then the mission will be possible, you see. And exercise your right to love one another. That's the most important thing. That is it. One commandment. That's a non-stop way to the truth. Love one another. When you contemplate love, there's no way you can do wrong. No way you can do evil or harm another. No way you can lie about laboratory testing or the stats. No way you want to fudge anything. You want to tell the truth when you're in love. You want to just shout it out to the world when you're in love. You don't want to be involved in evil when you're in love. So that's all I can say is just stay in love, America, find love. Do so. Love God. Start there. And then love each other. And then we don't have to worry about nothing. So I'm going to be in Sedona. We're counting down. And that's cool. I'm going to be on the air again on Tuesday. So you listen in. Inside Hour. What time? 12 midnight Eastern Standard Time. And that's brought to you by what? Tetrahedron.org. And HealthyWorldDistributing.com, who brings you the breath of the earth, and also In Lies We Trust and Love, the Real Da Vinci Code. And if you want to see the schedule for everything that is happening and make your plans for coming to Hawaii for the holidays so you can be in our retreat and be with Scott Huckabee and all of us over here for the new year, 2008, don't be late. You want to be in a place that's great. Come on. Check out the registrationstation.com. Go to the registrationstation.com and sign up. Sign up for one of those. He's going to be in Portland. I'm going to see him in Sedona. Come on, catch up with us and see what it looks like live, up close, and in person. I'm more than a mouth. I am a beautiful being. So therefore, you know you want to catch up and see us. Play with us under the stars. Eat good food. So, you know, do it. Do it now. It's not too late. I know that the registration's on. It's like 2,000 people already. So it's going to be a heck of a good time in Sedona. So this is it. This is my little time. I'm coming down to my last minute. And I just want to tell you that it was absolutely fun. It goes by so quick. An hour is just like, boom, just like that to me. It's like a blink in an eye. So I just want to wish you all a great week, and I'll be talking to you on Tuesday. Don, bring me out with a little BBS Vivaldi or something like that. And I love you all. Aloha.